Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
You are listening to the Derby County Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Well, once again, I am joined by the brilliant Simon Long, Rams writer, where you can check him out on Twitter at Rams writer for all your brilliant Derby County content. Simon, really good to get you on. I really enjoyed our chat last week when you said against Northampton, no good, not acceptable. We need to be beating a team who are, no offence, a league below us and progressing to that next round. Well, you get a brilliant chance tomorrow night when you play them in the replay. That carrot of facing Manchester United in the next round just hanging over the game. What a return for Wayne Rooney that would be. But what a difference a week makes, because we will get on to the Luton game, but you must have been very impressed with your boys come Friday night when a thrashing of Stoke 4-0, and against the Stoke side, who are obviously playing really well at the minute, 7 points from 9 with them, really on a good run. Michael Neil obviously seemingly turned that around. But 4-0, that home form continuing, Simon. I think it's either the strongest or the second strongest in the Championship. You must have been pleased.
It weren't bad, was it?
Here he is. Oh, someone's cheered up.
I am. I'm happier this week, a lot happier. No, it was, to me, I thought it was very unexpected. I thought it was going to be like a tight, close game. No, I didn't expect us to come out and play like we did and put four past Stoke. That was sublime. We couldn't have asked for a better game. That was definitely our best performance over 90 minutes of the season. They did everything right. Everything went for them. You know, there was Martin in there linking up the play. Dwayne Holmes, again, another masterclass. Rooney is now settled into the team. He's getting his fitness better. Now he's got 2 goals in 2 games. You know, Jaden Bogle, you know, he's probably had his best game of the season so far. Scored an absolute worldie as well. There was nothing to not like about that game. Everything was brilliant.
Yeah,
another clean sheet as well. So
absolutely, and another clean sheet at home, another win at home. The home form is just, I mean, it's absolutely epic. But Simon, I have to hold my hands up. I thought, oh, it's going to be a tough game on Friday night. Stoke are in form. They've found something. They're very resurgent at the minute, and we know of the Jekyll and Hyde, what we're seeing with Derby home and away. But they absolutely tore them apart. And Wayne Rooney will grab the headlines, scoring a brilliant goal, but all 4 goals, Chris Martin, Bogle. I mean, the goals were absolutely sublime, weren't they? It's very hard to pick one.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think we saw the way that Koku wants to play with the first goal, especially because what we did, we sucked Stoke's defence to one side, which left a load of room for Craig Forsyth to get back, you know, to get down the left hand side. You know, once that ball from Waghorn. You know, a brilliant diagonal ball, and Forsyth does what Forsyth does best, and he puts a great ball into a box for Waghorn to get his head on it. Mm. You know, so, and for me as well, I mean, Craig Forsyth is a left back, he's not a centre back. You know, we've seen Craig Forsyth play centre back this season, and it's not been great. He is a natural left back, and, you know, he's probably second best in the club behind Max Lowe, but we know what Forsyth offers us, and that is quality balls into the box, something we need. Yeah, go second goal. Dwayne Holmes, a great little flick over the defender, holds off to great ball, and Martin does what he does best and smashes it home. Obviously, the Rooney free kick, absolutely on a postage stamp, top bins, can't complain. And then Bogle, where did that come from? You know, the amount of times we've seen him this season and last get into positions and he's looked to pass rather than shoot. Have a go, mate. Just put your foot through it, and he did. top corner. So yeah, no, four absolutely brilliant goals.
Yeah, four absolutely brilliant goals, and the win and the victory coming against Stoke, who like I said, they've beaten some top teams lately, beating West Brom, the game against Swansea. They've really found something at the minute, Stoke, and it just, this is the tale of the season, isn't it, Simon, with Derby this season? Every time we find something and then we go down, we can say this about the Championship. The form wasn't great, obviously, just before Wayne Rooney arrived, but then a little bit before that, it was a lot better, and we finally felt like Cocu's tactics and plan was being implemented, and they were playing the way that he wanted them to perform. It was being executed. Now we're hoping that we've finally seen it again. How can they keep it this way, though, Simon? How can they sustain this now?
I think a lot of it's down to mentality. I think a lot of it is now saying, right, we're trusting Cocu with what he wants us to do. We've seen, if we trust him, This is the result. You know, Friday was the result of trusting Cocu, trusting his tactics, and trusting that he knows the game. He knows what he wants from his players. He knows what he wants them to do, and that he knows that if they do it, it will work. And not only will we see good results, we'll see great performances. I mean, we've scored four goals. For a team that's, you know, not scored many goals this season, to put four past the Stoke, who, coming off the back of three clean sheets as well, you know, it speaks volumes. So the players have certainly shown that they've brought into this. I mean, I saw the team selection beforehand, and we knew that Max Lowe wouldn't be involved. So I think most of the fans were expecting Scott Malone to come back in. So to go with Forsyth, you know, which I think a lot thought may have been a bit risky, especially because, you know, since he's come back into the team, he's not had the best sort of time. But putting him back in his natural position, and it worked. It worked wonders. And then starting Chris Martin, you know, he's now got two goals in two games. I think he's been involved in something like 9 or 10 goals with goals and assists this season. You know, and for a striker that's not playing week in, week out, that for me is, you know, it's showing that, you know, Chris Martin is at the moment pivotal in how Cocu wants to play. Because I think we sort of played a 4-3-3, which is basically, it's allowing Max Bird to be the holding midfielder, but it's also giving Wayne Rooney that sort of free role in midfield, so he can drop deep and come and get the ball, or he can push forward and join in the attack. You know, and first half, he had bags of room. Second half, Stoke went, right, we need to basically stop Wayne Rooney getting on the ball, and they did that. But then Max Bird stepped up, you know, so Max Bird then started dictating the play, if you like, and that's what, you know, working and playing next to Wayne Rooney, that's what you expect the young kids to do, and they're doing that. Dwayne Holmes, again, he's been an absolute phenomenon the past few weeks, you know, and he's getting better and better every game, you know, and we saw it again, you know, he's running at defenders, his passing, his tackling, his tenaciousness, you know, he's got no fear, and it just all came, it all seemed to come together on Friday night, and it was an absolute joy to watch.
Yeah, absolutely, especially after the Northampton performance, when you finally get a game, when everything just seems to fall into place, when it's all clicking and all firing on all cylinders at the right time. Wasn't the case in the Luton game. Want to talk about that with you, Simon, but quickly, I do have to give praise to Wayne Rooney. You mentioned it there. And Michael O'Neill mentioned this after the game. It's just not about Wayne Rooney's performance, but it's the extra 10 to 15% that he gives every other player around him. They add something to their game. They find another level, which does help take Derby onto the next gear, doesn't it?
It does, because, I mean, we also saw Tom Lawrence as well. Tom Lawrence has been, he's one of them players that frustrates the Derby fans because we know he's a good player. He just doesn't show it often enough. Now, his last couple of performances, he has been a bit more consistent. He's been getting involved in the game. He's been doing the basics. But I remember seeing him against Stoke. He ran halfway across the pitch to go make two tackles. You know, and the Tom Lawrence at the start of the season wouldn't have done that. But that's what he's got to add to his game. And is that the Wayne Rooney effect? Because I think if I was in his boots, and I've got Wayne Rooney as my captain shouting at me, I'd be jumping. If he said jump, I'd say hi, how high. And so I think, yeah, he is bringing that extra out of the players. You know, same with Waghorn. Again, another player that's starting to sort of improve his performances. You know, I think he's definitely more of he can play better on the right hand side rather than through the middle. But all in all, it does seem now like trying to pick a player on as man of the match, for example, on Friday, was it was a very, very tough ask because they all played well as a team, as a unit. Andre Wisdom, another one, he's coming to the side, filling it at centre-back. You know, he's had to bide his time at Derby County in his second spell, not getting much game, either being played on the right-hand side. Not, and he's, I think his favourite position is a centre-back. You know, I talked to his brother on Twitter, and you know, he even he says, yeah, his favourite position is centre-back. And Wisdom's showing that. Wisdom's now, and Matt Clark are now becoming a great partnership in the central defensive position. And that's something now that them pair need to build on. Because again, it's another clean sheet, but we've got to do it away from home as well.
Yeah, they have to do it away from home. I feel like not this is the next big step for Derby, but the next milestone. I mean, we're talking about the best home form in the Championship. They improved just slightly on their travels, on the road, and then we're talking about a Derby side who are, you know, firmly in contention for the playoffs. We know maybe slightly one eye already looking to next season. Let's talk about that Luton game, a team struggling at the foot of the Championship, shipping a lot of goals, conceding goals, you know, not scoring them. It was another thriller, but Derby just could not get the job done. And obviously, a little bit of drama at the end. Derby having their man Lowe sent off for touching the ref. What did you make of everything? And obviously, the team performance.
It was such a bizarre game. You know, the first half, it just felt like a standard Derby County away performance. Not really, you know, didn't look like they wanted to be there. Lacking, you know, any sort of fight, lacking any creativity. You know, I think. And then the second half, they come out and it's like, oh, okay, we're in this. Then obviously Rooney gets the goal. You think, hey, oh, we've scored away from home. Rooney's got his first goal for Derby. Surely we can go and win this now. But we just capitulated. We absolutely capitulated within the space of 7 minutes. But then we dug deep again. Chris Martin comes off the bench, scores a header. You think, right, let's just, we can take this now. We can go get the 3 points now. I think it was about four or five minutes left or something like that. You think, you know, we could, they're there for the taking now, surely. But again, Luton come and we switch off. We absolutely switched off defensively. They're getting behind us. And then poor Jaden Bogle obviously got his feet mixed up and it's come off him and gone in. You think, how did that happen? And then obviously the Max Lowe incident, that was farcical to say the least. I mean, obviously, was he tackled? Was he fouled? Was it a pass back? I don't know. But if the keeper's got any doubt, you just put your foot for it. If you think, yeah, it could be a pass back, just put your foot for it. But then obviously Max Lowe, touching the ref's arm to sort of get his attention. It didn't look that bad on the telly. I've looked at it a few times and I still don't think it was that bad. I think I've seen worse in the Premier League and things like that, and nothing's been given. So I think the ref wanted to make that game about himself in the end. That's what it felt like. But yeah, he's a young kid and he's got to know better, I suppose. But you can't be putting your hands on officials. But
it was interesting, wasn't it? Because Wisdom, yeah. showing a bit of Wisdom, told him from the up. He tried to get him away, didn't he? Very quickly. Yeah. He kind of knew that it was brewing.
Yeah, he did. But I think that was just overall frustration of the whole game. But even so, we shouldn't have been in that position in the first place. Once you get that one, you know, that first goal away from home, you tighten up at the back and you go, right, for the next 5-10 minutes, just let's ride this out, because you know Luton are going to come after you. They're scrapping down the bottom of the table. You know they're going to come at you. And it was almost like a mentality thing. It was almost like we went, uh-oh, we're 1-0 away from home. We're not used to this. What do we do? And they just absolutely had a meltdown and allowed Luton to get back in. The old sort of habits came in of conceding from corners, two corners, and conceding from both of them. And it was just a total lack of, whether it was concentration or what, I'm not sure, but we should have never been in that position. As soon as we went 1-0 up, we should have just settled in, settled down, kept the ball, worked it through the lines, and then, you know, try to get another one. But we should have never, ever lost that game 3-2 at all.
Just quickly, we mentioned how we're finally, slowly but surely, seeing, you know, the players implement Koku's tactics. Is the next thing he has to address then the lack of fight and the lack of desire on the road? Because why are we seeing a complete performance against Stoke at home and then we're seeing them on their travels and it looks like it's all the players' twins playing?
Yeah, it's not. I think it's finding that sort of balance, if you like, of, like, okay, we're away from home now. you know, is it, you know, because obviously they travel the day before it and stuff like that. You know, we're playing obviously late at night. That can have a effect. But obviously, when you play 3 o'clock on a Saturday, it's still the same thing. So there's obviously something, because obviously, I mean, it's not just this season that our waveform's been poor. I think we'd only won twice or something in the whole of 2019 away from home. So it is a bit, but I think we're picking up more draws last season. But it is a bit of a concern, I suppose, of, you know, how, you know, I bet Cocu's looking and going, how am I supposed to implement these tactics if they're not willing to fight? But I was listening to a little bit of Liam Rossini. He did the pre-match today, and he was saying it does take time to implement the tactics, but we want to play, and we've got to find that formula of playing the same way we play at home when we're on our travels. And it's just finding that formula, whether it's a mentality thing, because we know the players are talented. We know they know what they're doing, because they show that when they're at Pride Park. So it's just obviously digging in a bit deeper, looking maybe a bit psychologically and finding, you know, what that sort of mental block is, I guess. It's a bizarre one, you know, but it's just, you know, at the end of the day, if our waveform was, you know, if we could have picked up, I don't know, 3 or 4 more wins away from home, we'd be looking up that table and thinking, you know, actually, we could make the playoffs here. But as it currently stands, we're sort of looking, there's a small chance, but I'm not seeing it. But, you know, you never know. If you can pick up some away wins in these, you know, final few games of the season, who knows where it could end up.
Yeah, it's 10 points away, but a very strong end to the season. You never know. There is still games to do it, Simon. But we're going to talk about I don't want to say dramatic, but the end of that transfer window, because there were a few bits of deals that Derby were involved in, and then we will look towards that game with Northampton tomorrow night, where Man United is the carrot. Then it is Swansea away on the weekend.
Love Sport.
You're listening to the Derby County Fan Show on Love Sports Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Still time to have your say tonight. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. What are you making of Derby, the Jekyll and Hyde of that home and away form in the Championship at the minute? Well, they did make some signings, maybe to boost them as they head on now to what Simon calls the business end of the season. What do you know about Villa youngster who has joined on loan, Simon, Hepburn Murphy, until the end of the season?
Not a great deal, to be honest.
Well, that's the end of that.
Well, no, I mean, obviously, he's played a few games in League One for Tranmere.
And they cut it short, didn't they?
Yeah, and he's been injured. He got injured around Christmas time. But he's coming, and you know, he's obviously not here for the first team. He's here for our under 23s, which is a bizarre one. He's obviously didn't cost much. So you know, but I believe he's out of contract at the end of the season. So is it sort of, you know, let's trial him, let's see what he's like, see because obviously the way Philip Cocker is and the rest of the coaching staff and how we're trying to develop our academy, he could be a player that potentially we can go, you know what, let's have a look at this guy, let's see what he can do, and let's see if he's got potential, and we could maybe sign him on a free in the summer. You know, so it was a weird one when I saw it, you know, and I thought, why are we sort of signing a striker or forward, sorry, for the under-23s? And yet we're not signing anybody for the first team. But obviously our main target was Benkovic, I believe. And it looks like, well, obviously, Bristol City beat us to the post. And I believe it's to do with money, funding. Obviously, Cocky was saying that we've got a budget, we've got a plan, and we've got to stick to that plan no matter what. So there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind closed doors that obviously we as fans don't really know about. We can only sort of guess, which obviously can lead to, you know, speculations and things like that, you know. So we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. We do know, you know, at the start of the season, there wasn't, I suppose, you know, when you sign a couple of players on loan at the start of the season, and then by Christmas time, you end up sending them back to their clubs, it just goes to show that the recruitment was poor in the summer due to the fact that Lampard, he waited till last minute, I suppose, to leave us. Cocker didn't have much of a pre-season. It was all down to the working of our scouts, you know, to say, right, this player could do a job, this player could do a job. Were they number one target on our list? you know, potentially not. I don't think Jamie Patterson, you know, definitely wasn't the top of our list for a winger, for a, you know, for a attacking midfielder, winger player sort of type player. So it's sort of, we're not going to spend money on sort of third or fourth choice players. We'd rather get first and second ones in, you know. So that's where it was. So as a fan at the time, obviously, we were thinking, well, we've just lost to Luton. We've not signed anybody in the transfer window. And now we've got Stoke. But luckily, that 4-0 at Stoke obviously helped dampen the blow a bit, I suppose. But, I mean, we're looking at Mike Tewirik, who's a ball-playing centre-back from Groningen. We tried to get him on deadline day, but it looks as now he's going to join us on a free in the summer. Again, it saves us money. We get him on a free. Have we got enough cover at centre-back? You know, we've got Clark, Wisdom at the moment. Obviously, Davis can play there. Forsyth at a push can play there. You know, so I'm okay with it. I think I'd rather we not spend money on players that we don't really want, rather than spend money just for the sake of bringing someone in.
Yeah, and they have to be careful, don't they, Simon? Obviously, financial fair play. We've spoke about this. Everything was slightly up in the air. Derby obviously maybe need to be careful. But free signings in the summer, like we said, it's again looking toward year two for Koku and already planning for next year. Someone who did leave, Mason Bennett, joining former manager Gary Rowett. He's joined him at Millwall. Sad to see him go. What do you make of this move?
I'm torn a bit here. I mean, I did like Mason Bennett as a player. I've liked him since he obviously first joined. I thought there was something in there. But obviously, injuries and stuff and things that have kept him from getting sort of consistent run in the team. I thought last year he was his breakthrough year, and I thought, right, now he's going to kick on and now he's going to become that player. You know, and he got some important goals for us last season. He got some important goals, some important assists. And to be honest, he was a great impact sub, you know. But I think, obviously, the sort of drink drive incident, you know, that sort of tarnished his relationship with the fans and things like that. And I think, you know, overall, it was sort of best for him to sort of leave and go, you know, let me get some game time in the Championship, you know, and possibly, you know, get a move in the summer. Because he's out of contract anyway. So, yeah, let him get a move in the summer, you know, and all the best to him, in all honesty. You know, I hope he can stay fit and get some consistent game time in the Championship, because I believe he can be a good, solid, especially Championship player.
Yeah, absolutely.
I believe he's a good asset for any team in the Championship.
Yeah, the boost that maybe he needed, a fresh change of scenery, playing under a former manager, moving down to London. It will be interesting to see how it plays out, but definitely a mixed emotion one, like you mentioned, Simon. It is Northampton tomorrow. What are you making of this? Because we're hoping for a repeat performance of the one against Stoke on Friday night, rather than the first time these two teams played with each other, when we all know, Simon, you wasn't happy.
Yeah, no. We're at home advantage. I can't imagine making wholesale changes. It'll probably make a few, but I think now, you know, we want Man United in the next round. You know, that's good. You know, it's good revenue for the club. You know, Wayne Rooney's going to want it. You know, so he'll be up for it tomorrow night, because he knows, you know, you've got to do the graft to get the reward. So I think in return, the players will then be up for it. So I think, you know, tomorrow night, it will be a tough game, but I think it's going to be a bit easier than the away leg. You know, we're on home surface, I suppose. You know, we're at Pride Park. You know, it's our fortress, and it doesn't matter who's going there. Who's coming to Pride Park? That's our fortress, and we defend that fortress, and we go home with the win.
Oh, look at that passion at the end. That is our fortress. We make it our fortress. Northampton will find that out tomorrow. Simon, I'm praying for a better performance and a derby win. Man United in the next round. The football headlines write themselves with the return of Wayne Rooney. I can't wait for me and you to hopefully be previewing that game. As always, Simon, really good to get you on what is the Derby County Fan Show, and you can play a part. As you can every Monday, 8:30 to 9, we will be joined once again by Simon Long, where you can find him at Rams Writer on Twitter. But until then, come on, Derby County.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.